For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Dragon Reviewed. It's been a while, but we are back because The Wheel of Time is back. The Wheel of Time Season 3 is almost upon us, and we're going to be back reviewing each episode, or, well, first three together. As always, I am back with Kyle and Christine. How you doing, guys? It's been a while. I mean, yeah. Literally, Christine, you and I haven't seen each other probably since the last time we did this show.
Yeah, that's been that long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
And she does see you on the TV every now and then when the YouTube thumbnail is up there for
football. And I see her lovely face and various different thumbnails and stuff like that. But it's just that an interactive side of things. Hey, why don't you tell the guys all about our YouTube channel?
Speaking of thumbnails, you guys can see a whole bunch of them here on the Genreverse for all of the reactions, reviews, podcasts that we like to do. We used to do a lot more podcasts. I'd like to do them again, but check out all the content. Give us a like, subscribe. Check out sports content over on Genreverse Sports, because Cam does a European Premier League podcast with a few other blokes. You guys should check that out. Lots of good fun. LRMonline.com. Cam usually does written reviews for The Wheel of Time. You're going to be doing that this season as well?
Yeah,
Cam?
I will be doing that. Episode 8 reviews. Yep.
There you go. So you'll be able to catch those there at LRMonline.com. New Digs. Cam hasn't seen the New Digs yet, but you guys are. Let us know what you think in the comments below of our studio overlays, OBS stuff. Yeah. Man, Wheel of Time. What's up, Cam? You got some stuff for us?
I know. Yeah, it's been such a while, and it's like the people who normally watch your channel, your channel that will absolutely be used to seeing you two on screen will be like, who is this guy? Why is he on here suddenly? And where is my anime? Stuff. But actually, we've been doing this since season one of Wheel of Time, which was like 3+ years ago now when that first came out. And I'll just give people a brief rundown of our situation, right? So I am a book fan of The Wheel of Time, so I've read all the books. I know
Glutton
the
for
plot,
punishment.
You know, kind of thing. Yeah. But Christine and Kyle do not. They've not read any of the books. They've not looked at any spoilers. They are basically experiencing this show as it appears on TV and just giving their genuine reactions.
Blink.
And I guess that's kind of the selling point of the show, because there's a million shows out there of people that are, you know, break every episode down into all the book details and all that sort of stuff. We don't do that because I do not want to spoil anything for these guys. I'm sure they pick up a few hints here and there, but
some
but
occasional
that,
yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Some occasional spoilers. I got spoiled on one little thing in like the future, looking this up on Google, so I'm a little disappointed.
You do have to be careful with Google in this. It's got a funny way, I don't know what it is about the Google algorithm of saying, oh, somebody's typed in Wheel of Time, they must want the worst spoilers that they
know,
can
right?
possibly mm-hmm. give them transmitted straight into their brain. It's actually really difficult to avoid. So yeah, gotta be careful about that one. So season three is kind of, it's next week. So we don't have any season three to review yet because we've not seen it. We're not on those lists. So we've not actually had like an advanced copy to watch or anything like that. It's probably my fault, but we'll not get into that. And So what we are here to do today, though, is for you guys anyway, to react to the trailer. I've seen the trailer. You guys have not even watched the trailer for season 3 yet. So I guess that's the first thing that we should get on to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, you ready to react to the season 3 trailer?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what they're going to show us. Let's hope I have the audio hooked up right. Do I? Nope. One day, Windows will give me this ability in a button instead of having to open up the settings to do this.
But your misery is their enjoyment.
I'm aware. I hate them. I hate them so much. All right, here we go.
They made things too easy. You know, anybody could do this
right
thing. takes someone with your pill and skill, I was going to say their skill and patience, kid.
Thank you. Here we go.
The world is changing.
Is it changing?
A tide sweeping us along against our control.
Someone's in trouble.
Yeah.
That's a big fight.
Yeah.
We cannot stand behind these walls and pretend we still have control. This tower is destroying itself from the inside out.
That's usually how it happens.
The tower does not bend the knee to Randalthor. He will lose the last battle.
There's not enough air in the world to deal with this.
I must say, it looks pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Like, solid. Oh, that was that spiderweb lady.
Yeah.
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 We're going to the last place anyone would ever look for me.
Ugh. Ugh.
We don't belong here. Our people have been waiting for the Karakarn's arrival. Do you think it might be
nice
you?
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Each step forward is a step backwards through time. Do you love her?
He loves parts of her.
Yeah, I was going there too. God.
In every future where I lived, Rand dies. And the only way he lives is if I don't.
Damn.
Some self-sacrifice stuff.
Politics and prophecies. We win with armies.
Get ready! Archers!
I noticed they're using like a narrow battle again. I don't know if that's on purpose or not, but the battle in season 1 at the gate coming from the Blight, it was very narrow, and that allows you to not have to build giant CGI armies covering, you know, large swaths of land.
Cost cutting.
Is that battle that you see in this trailer, Cam? We're not done with it yet. We're at 2 minutes and 1 second. Is that battle in a tight area in the books, or do you think it's a little bit of a cost-saving measure?
Ooh. That's really hard to say, because, you know what?
Either or.
it's a battle from the books. It is. You know, the exact topography
of
kind of how it was set up. I think, you know, possibly. It's hard to say.
We'll finish this up.
You. And they will follow you to the ends of the earth.
This is what I was born to do.
I mean, yeah, that is what you were born to do, quite literally.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. That was exciting. I dug it. It looks good. It looks like at least the quality of season 2, which was better than season 1.
Yeah.
It actually looks a little bit better to me. It's hard to tell on, you know, the smaller screen here, but I'm excited to watch it on the big screen downstairs. What'd you think, babe?
Really good. Lots of fighting. It's probably going to be a really intense season, and I'm looking forward to it.
There's a lot of weaving, lots of magic this time, man. Like, and then the idea of even looking at different timelines, like Moraine sitting there talking about, you know, every timeline he lives, I die. If I live, he dies. And
doing a Doctor Strange.
Yeah, doing a Doctor Strange type thing, even maybe. It's cool. I'm excited.
Cool. I should point out to people, because some people might be watching this and thinking, but you guys have not also seen the released an 11-minute sneak peek of the opening episode, right? Which
I have also seen that.
And you guys have not seen that at all. So you're waiting to see that fresh with episode one when it hits. So there's quite a lot of shots from the trailer of one of the battles that's there that actually happens in that first 11 minutes. So actually, I think there's a lot of the content they show you in the trailer is from the earlier part of the season, I think. And a lot of the stuff that you only see small little glimpses of is the little things towards the kind of rear end of the season, I would imagine.
Makes sense.
So I guess after watching that, which part of that trailer stood out to you the most? And you would think, I want to see more about that when it comes to the season.
Oh gosh, I think what stood out to me most is the thing that you already mentioned, Moraine just trying to figure things out. She works her ass off. That just stood out. And I feel that with her and her personality, she would be willing to sacrifice herself for the greater good. So I don't want to see her go, but I don't know. I would say her.
The fall of the White Tower, or the like turmoil in there, like the battle and stuff going on amongst the Aes Sedai. That looks interesting. A little bit of politicking. Seeing old blonde red Aes Sedai. God, what was her name? Leandra? Is that it?
Leandrin.
Yeah.
Leandrin. Thank you. Yeah. Seeing her get, smacked up a bit. Always nice. She deserves it. And then of course our heroes, I think the fall of the White Tower is what I'm interested most in. Second of all, are not necessarily the fall. I keep saying that cause that's what it looks like. Not that I know, but the turmoil in there. And then just getting back with the kids, man, like what have they been up to? Like Rand's out there tagging some dark friend that is not friends with the other dark friends so much anymore, and that's probably the second thing I'm looking
forward
to.
Isn't it?
Yeah, a bit.
It's like, you should know better. Stop. Glutton for punishment. So
it's difficult though. Rand's love life is a very complicated thing. That's all we will see at the moment. But yeah, that man's got some serious love life issues. And in terms of and from what you know about season two, and you guys just watched the recap to kind of remind yourselves of where everybody is, there's the story kind of branches off. So imagine Empire Strikes Back, you split the group up.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
They all go slightly different ways, right? And it really kind of... they're quite open about that in terms of the trailer, that they're kind of going off in slightly different directions. Rand, Egwene, and Moraine are going with the Aiel to the Aiel Waste, which is all the desert scenes that we kind of saw in the trailer. So they're going one way. Meanwhile, Elaine and Nynaeve and Matt are off somewhere else, doing something else at the time. We've got Perrin and some of the other ones, which is the battle scene that we saw, is actually they go back home initially to the Two Rivers. Hmm. So that's like the three main themes that we're going to have as we go through this season, plus we have a little bit of White Tower stuff as well. Is there any one of them which you would say that's the one that I'm most intrigued to see more of?
Maybe the desert stuff, because that's tied to Rand and his past, his mom. You know, why did all of a sudden these people from these deserts like want to attack where they did 20 some odd years ago, or however long ago it was? Yeah, and they're interesting. They're a violent group, it seems. So
yeah,
it's bound mm-hmm. to be some excitement around them.
Some sand people.
Well, they always there was a bit where they were all standing single file, so you know, sand trippers.
Yeah. For me, I'm wondering what's going on with Egwene, because I mean she went through hell. A lot going on there that she'd gone through. So it's like, how are you doing, and what are you going to be doing? So.
She's gotten some blood on her hands in a really gruesome way very recently.
Yeah.
So that'll
and
be
she's
cool.
learned a lot as well. Like, even though she went through such a horrific experience, like, if you think of all the things she's learned how to do that she never knew how to do before.
Oh, yeah.
Not in a nice way, but, you know, because she was forced to do them. But, yeah. Yeah, she's got an interesting journey to come. Yeah.
Forced
for
to
me,
with.
I would say I'm most excited for the same part as you, which I kind of is always, because Egwene is with Rand when they go off to the date. Let's just call it the desert for the moment. So I think we were all kind of maybe that we're looking that way. Obviously, I know a little bit more about what happens there, and that's what I'm excited about seeing on screen as a book fan. This was the book, because it covers book 4 of the series.
Oh, really?
And this was the book where, for me, I actually thought, I get why people are a fan of this now. Mm. I get why there's 14 books of this, because by the end of book 3, I was going, are they just going to keep doing this kind of almost same routine again and again? And then book 4 is the one where the story just goes boom. So I'm really excited for some of the weird elements that may come into this season that wouldn't normally be in some fantasy shows as well, which I won't talk about, but there's definitely some cool stuff to see going on. I guess the last question I've got for you guys for today then is, what do you kind of think is happening based on where season 2 was and what you've seen from the trailer? Where are we going in season 3, do you think?
I don't quite know, but I have a fear that the White Tower will fall, and you know, everyone's going to be scattered and trying to regroup, and it just, I don't know, maybe something like that.
I think this is going to be a big season for setting up more the Dark Friends, the others that were released, the other, what is their group name?
Forsaken.
There you go. Yeah.
Or they call themselves the Chosen, because they don't give themselves a bad name. But yeah.
So we've only really seen the two. What's her name with Rand, and then the spider web lady that kind of seemed to have tracked her away.
Ishmael as well. But
yeah,
remember,
he was one,
Ishmael,
but he's kind of like a general.
Killed in some way, based on what happened at the end of season 2. But yeah, Lanfear and Mageddon. Is the other one that we saw just a small bit of at the end of season 2.
It doesn't necessarily seem like it's going to be time for the big, big bad to be fully revealed or anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe some hints here and there, the Forsaken trying to get him out, or them out, it out, however you want to word it. But I think this might be a season really to kind of build up the bad guy side a little bit more with those cast of characters. So yeah. And I'm down to see that.
I think
too.
There will be new Forsaken that you'll get to meet this season as well, that we have not seen on the show yet as well. Some of them might have been mentioned by people in the background, but excuse me, folks. But we've not seen them yet, so some new casting comes in place. And we also get to meet Elaine's family this season as well, who We're in earlier books of the series, but are not turning up in the show till now. So we actually get to meet Elaine's family, the kind of royal family of Andor, a little bit more. But I won't say too much about that for the moment. I'm really excited to see Matt's story this year, in some ways as well, because I know Matt's character kind of, well, there was some issues, you know, between season one and season two. He was missing from the last two episodes of season one during COVID, then recast for season two, and he was kind of in a different place. And I know that some fans are concerned that he is with the girls in season three and not with Rand and Egwene, which he was in the books. But the showrunners have kind of assured people that that doesn't mean the same things won't happen to him. So right. There's a lot of really interesting things in his story that I'm hoping happen this year. Some crazy shit that I'm really looking forward to if it happens.
I know you're not going to answer, but I'm afraid to ask if it's good or bad, the whatever's going to happen to him.
Well, it happens. As with most good stories, there'll be both.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
There's some good and some bad.
Yes and no.
But, you know, and that could be true of any character, really, couldn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at this, none of them are going to have a particularly pleasant time. They're not going to go happily skipping through the forest and just
it's
ease their way to the
rainbows.
Eighth
not a
season
Disney
or whatever
movie.
They get to. No. It's a final battle just looming for the whole world, you know, so the stakes will get raised, I think, this year a little bit. And we'll learn a lot more about things we don't know already.
Is it just going to be book four, or do you think they'll touch on book five in this? Because, I mean, 14 books is a lot of stuff to
it's
film.
It's interesting.
You know they're going to want to compress some.
They're kind of doing this in a strange way. Like there's something very big that they've missed from book three so far, right? Which I won't mention it in any way.
Some stuff
just
out of
an
order.
Event. Yeah, event that hasn't happened. And they've said, well, we are going to get to that, but we're just going to do it out of order. So the hint is it may come up in season four or season five or something instead. For this particular series, the showrunners have said it's the one that's most close to the books. So it's almost all of book four that seems to be getting covered. Plus, I think a little bit of book five, if my guess is correct, on some things that they're hinting at. Obviously, I've not seen it either, but... that would be my guess based on a lot of things they've said and some of the stories I've been covering, you know.
Cool.
Obviously without getting any specifics because not allowed. So, do you know how long the episodes are? I'll leave you with that quickly because we've got three to watch next week.
So they're probably the same as normal, right? 45 to 55 minutes?
No. So the other time's always been a little bit longer, as it was in season two anyway. So they were all over 60 minutes. And the first one's 69 minutes. The second one's 59 minutes. And the third one's something like 62 minutes. So that's a lot to watch next week before we review the first three episodes. So
we'll get it done.
Oh heck yeah.
We'll get it done.
This is a show I make time for.
It's been a good show. Thank goodness it you know, season one was good enough. Season two was better. Rings of Power started out iffy, had moments of goodness, and then just season one just decided
take a nosedive.
Just nosedive right into the ground. And then season two, I didn't
even
watch.
Did you guys
even
watch season two? No.
The way I understand is they basically fired the... They fired the thrusters and drove into the ground even more.
Yeah. I won't say too much about it because I don't want to get any trouble off Amazon. But, I was not a fan. I really, really one of the poorest shows I've seen in a long time. And I can't understand how it keeps getting renewed, no matter how it performs. That honestly, this is way worse. There's stuff like you would point out on Rings of Power, like battle scenes where people are fighting nobody. And like there's just five people moving about screen. Battles that are supposed to have thousands of troops. Yeah. And there's like 12 guys on top of a wall. That's how bad it is. So thankfully this looks much, much better. But the sad thing is Wheel of Time is on a knife edge in terms of what we're hearing from the people that make the show, because depending on how season three does will determine whether season four even gets greenlit. So So let's hope it is good and that we enjoy it and that everybody that watches us watches the show as well and enjoys it this season so that we can hopefully get the story completed at least.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
That would be nice. Indeed.
Any final words, guys?
No, just it's going to feel like a long wait for the week to get to the episode.
Hopefully we will be doing these on Fridays for you guys as we watch it like Thursday, record on Friday. Hopefully that'll
especially
be the way
that
it goes.
First one when we need a bit of time to get through the episodes.
Oh my goodness.
So,
bear with us. It'll be fun. I'll tell everyone to go and check out Cam's written reviews, of course, at lrmonline.com, as well as all sorts of other entertainment news. If you're into it, so are we, and we're writing about it there. We do the reactions and reviews here on the genre. That's Genreverse Sports. Go watch Cam's football podcast, soccer, if you're a freedom lover. And here on the Genreverse Reactions Reviews podcast, covering everything that you like to see on LRM Online, but here on YouTube. So, yeah.
And if anyone is interested in what we thought of Season 1 and Season 2, you'll find it all here on the Genreverse YouTube channel. So all the back
Season 1 might
there.
Be on LRM.
Oh, maybe, maybe. You definitely
Season 2's here.
Two anyway. And since Season 1 was a bit iffy anyway, let's just ignore that, right, like we did, and just
there
go to
go.
Season 2 anyway, and you can find out what Kyle and Christine thought of that. Other than that, see you next week, folks, and we're looking forward to it.
Yep. See you then. Bye. Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.